The lawyer for the suburban Minnesota police officer who killed a black driver during a traffic stop last week says the officer was reacting to Philando Castile's gun, not his race. The attorney did not elaborate on how Castile presented the weapon or what led up to the fatal traffic stop and shooting. The video Castile's fiancée took of the aftermath of his shooting surely has CPL holders asking themselves, just what are the do's and don'ts if you're stopped by police? With us is Rick Ector, who owns and operates Rick's Firearm Academy in Detroit, where he offers concealed pistol license classes, women's classes, and instructor classes in Metro Detroit. Rick, what kinds of questions are you getting from your students and from fellow CPL holders?
You know, a lot of people have been contacting me to get a handle on how exactly something like this could have happened.
Well, how much of what you're able to tell people, Rick, is based on personal experience? I mean, have you been pulled over?
Oh, I've been pulled over, you know, my fair share of times. I won't say I've been pulled over a lot, but I've been carrying a concealed firearm legally for the last 12 years, and, you know, it's going to make the police officer have some concerns.
Okay? Certainly. So let's talk about these general do's and don'ts. I'm a CPL holder. I get pulled over for a traffic stop. What are the first do's and what are the biggest don'ts?
Make sure that you don't engage in a lot of movement and scurrying activity while you're in the car. Pull over to an area that's safe for both you and the officer. If it's at nighttime, make sure you cut your dome lights on. And the biggest thing you want to make sure that you do is make sure that your hands are clearly visible to the officer. I usually recommend that they keep them on the steering wheel. Here in the state of Michigan, we have a disclosure provision in the concealed carry statute. So as soon as the police officer comes up to your vehicle, you have a duty to immediately disclose that you are armed. And if the officer requests, then you must furnish your concealed pistol license. Biggest don'ts would be don't rush to any conclusions as to what it is that the police officer wants you to do. Another big don't, do not entertain any movements where your firearm might be located. Another don't is I would strongly suggest that you do not give a police officer your firearm even if he asks for it. Hmm. You know, express your reservations about doing so. And make sure that you keep the lines of communication open. If he wants to physically take it off your person to make him feel more secure, then by all means do that. Or if you just want to leave it in the vehicle and have him obtain possession of it while you exit the vehicle. The key point is to make sure you take everything slow and make sure that you and the officer are on the same page and that you're both communicating back and forth and you know what's going on.
So if, let's just say I've got one in my pocket and I'm asked to step out of the vehicle. How does that all go down, Rick, in a way that does not unduly alarm the officer and it keeps me safe?
In any stop I've been a party of, the very first thing usually that the officer says to me is, okay, well, where is it? And it's just a matter of protocol from my personal experiences that suburban law enforcement officers say, okay, I know where it is. Don't bother it. Don't touch it. Don't have any movement in that area for the duration of the stop, and that's sufficient. In Detroit, things are a little different. I attribute it to what they call big city policing. You know, they want to take physical possession of the firearm from you. In that particular case, if you have a gun in your pocket, you want to clearly communicate to the officer that it's in your pocket and go through a back and forth to clearly communicate what it is that they want you to do so that they can safely take possession of that firearm. I'm not a huge fan of police officers needing to secure the gun, but if that's what they need to put their fears and concerns at ease, you know, fine, let's get the stop over, and then let's go about our merry way.
You also advise people, you say, if you normally keep your firearm handy and visible while you're driving, you might not want to leave it in plain sight. Why is that?
Yeah, the thing is, you don't want to unduly spook a police officer. We all know that they have some very challenging responsibilities. And in the state of Michigan, there's no prescribed mandatory way in which one can have access to a loaded firearm in the vehicle if they have a CPL. So I'd say if you notice that you're being pulled over, you might want to make it not so readily apparent that that firearm is in the car until you've at least had an opportunity to tell them about it. The last thing you want to do is have an officer walk up to your car and their eyes get fixated on the gun that they didn't know was there. So, yeah, I would advise a bit of discretion. discretion in terms of the officer being able to plainly see that firearm.
Rick, I've got to ask you, do you offer different guidelines or tougher do's and don'ts for black CPL holders?
No, and you know, that's a question that's been coming up a lot over the last couple of days.
Certainly.
In my experiences of 12-plus years of carrying a firearm and my experiences in being pulled over, I don't think that the guidelines are any different. If anything, that everyone, regardless of their color, should follow the guidelines that I outlined. I think if you do that, that pretty much idiot-proofs the interaction between the CPL holder and the officer. Communication is key. Just take your time, go slow, and communicate, and I have every bit of confidence that everything will be fine.
Rick Ector, owner of Rick's Firearm Academy of Detroit. Rick, thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside today.
Thank you very much for having me. It's great talking with you again.